sure that you stand and hold the microphone close to your mouth and ask loud and clearly.
בבקשה.
Shamati, please. Mahu Yom Hashem
veLev. Shamati 16. What is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work? Our sages said about the verse, "Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light." There's an allegory about a rooster and a bat that were awaiting the light. The rooster said to the bat, "I'm waiting for the light, since the light is mine. But you, why do you need its light?" The interpretation is that since the bat has no eyes to see, where does it gain from the sunlight? On the contrary, to one who has no eyes, sunlight only makes it darker. You must understand that allegory, meaning how the eyes are connected to looking in the light of the Creator, which the text names the Day of the Lord. They gave an allegory in that regard about a bat, that one who has no eyes remains in the dark. We must also understand what is the Day of the Lord, what is the night of the Lord, and what is the difference between them. We discern the day of people by the sunrise. But with the day of the Lord, in what do we discern it? That it is a matter as clear as day. It follows that the day of the Lord will mean that the guidance by which the Creator leads the world will be clearly in the form of good and doing good. For example, when one prays, his prayer is immediately answered and he receives what he has prayed for. And one succeeds wherever one turns. This is called the Day of the Lord. Conversely, darkness, which is night, will mean concealment of the face. This brings one doubts in the guidance of good and doing good.
And
foreign thoughts. In other words, the concealment of the guidance brings one all these foreign thoughts and views. This is called night and darkness, meaning that one experiences a state where he feels that the world has turned dark on him. Now we can interpret what is written. Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. Do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason, that faith will be so strong as if they see with the rise, with certainty, that it is so, that the Creator watches over the world in a manner of good and doing good. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world as the good who does good, since seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, This is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the creatures is in a manner of good and doing good. While they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say to the Creator, we want to see the quality of good and doing good as seen within reason. Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to give them such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason. That there will be no difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, those who want to adhere to the Creator, refer to as the Day of the Lord. In other words, if they feel it as knowledge, the light of the Creator, called the upper abundance, will go to the vessels of reception, called kelim, of separation. They do not want this, since it will go to the will to receive, which is the opposite of kedusha, which is against the will to receive for one's own sake. Instead, they want to adhere to the Creator, and this can be only through equivalence of form. However, to achieve this, meaning in order for one to have desire and craving to adhere to the Creator, since one is born with a nature of a will to receive only for one's own benefit, how is it possible to achieve something that is completely against nature? For this reason, one must make great efforts until he acquires a second nature, which is the desire to bestow. When one is imparted the desire to bestow, he is qualified to receive the upper abundance and not blemish. Since all the flaws come only through the will to receive for oneself. That is, even when doing something in order to bestow, deep inside, there is a thought that he will receive something for this act of bestowal that he is now performing. In a word, man is unable to do anything if he does not receive something in return for the act. In other words, he must enjoy in any pleasure that one receives for one's own benefit. That pleasure causes him separation from the life of lives because of the separation. This stops one from adhering to the Creator, since dvikut is measured by the equivalence of form. It is thus impossible to have pure bestowal without a mixture of reception from one's own powers. Therefore, for one to have the powers of bestowal, we need a second nature. So one will have the strength to achieve equivalence of form. In other words, the Creator is the giver and does not receive anything, for he lacks nothing, meaning that what he gives is also not because of a lack. that if he has no one to give to, he feels it as a lack. Rather, we must perceive this as a game. That is, it is not that when he wants to give, it is something that he needs. Instead, this is all like a game. It is, as our sages said, regarding the queen. She asked, what does the Creator do after he created the world? The answer was, sits and plays with a whale. As it is written, this whale you have entered, you have created to play with. The matter of the whale refers to dvekut and connection. This means that the purpose, which is the connection of the Creator with the creatures, is only a game. It is not a matter of a desire and need. The difference between a game and a desire is that everything that comes in the desire is a necessity. If one does not obtain one's desire, he is deficient. But with games, even if one does not obtain the thing, it is not considered a lack. As they say, it is not so bad that I did not get what I planned, because it is not so important. This is so because the desire he had for it was only a game and not serious. It follows that the whole purpose of is for one's work to be entirely in bestowal. And he will not have any desire or craving to receive pleasure for his work. This is a high degree, as it is what happens in the Creator. And this is called the Day of the Lord. The Day of the Lord is called wholeness. As it is written, let the stars of morning be dark. Let it look for light, but have none. For light is considered wholeness. When one acquires the second nature, the desire to bestow that the Creator gives him after the first nature, the will to receive, now he receives the desire to bestow, and then one is qualified to serve the Creator in completeness. This is considered the Day of the Lord. Thus, one who has not been rewarded with the second nature to be able to serve the Creator in the manner of bestowal and awaits to be rewarded with this, meaning with bestowal, meaning he has already exerted and did what he could to obtain that force. He is considered to be awaiting the Day of the Lord, to have equivalence of form with the Creator. When the Day of the Lord comes, he is elated. He is happy that he has emerged from the control of the will to receive for himself, which separated him from the Creator. Now he clings to the Creator and considers it as having risen to the top. It is the opposite for one whose work is only in self-reception. He's happy as long as he thinks that he will receive some reward from his work. When he sees that the will to receive will not receive any reward for his work, he becomes sad and idle. Sometimes he comes to doubt the beginning and says, I do not swear on this. Thus, moreover, the day of the Lord is attaining the power to bestow. If one were to be told, this will be your profit from engaging in Torah and mitzvot, he would say, I consider it darkness and not light, since this knowledge brings one to darkness.
כן. נו.
Well.
מי שיכול להסביר לנו אולי.
Can someone explain to us maybe?
מה הוא רוצה להגיד לנו במאמר הזה?
What does he want to tell us in this article?
Gilad?
כן, זה מאמר מאוד יפה, מאוד מורכב גם. אבל אני חושב שמשהו הוא רוצה להגיד...
It's a very beautiful and intricate article. I think what he says, Rav, is that we should reach the quality of bestowal, and if we want to, the desire itself is already called a day. But I do have a question, if possible.
No, the fact that it's possible, that's clear. There are people who have a lack for it. They realize that they need to know the Creator and how He behaves with the created beings. And less than that, meaning questions about that are for them as darkness. They want to shine or awaken this state with the help of the answers. Now the question is, when does a person feel that it is dark for him, and when does he feel that it starts to shine for him? So, please, who can answer that? There is no one who can answer?
At
least to a certain extent?
We have mail there.
Go ahead.
Good morning. It writes there that the Creator, when He created the world, not out of a lack, and to him it's a kind of a game. So to try to understand what's happening here in the world, we have to decide or attain or become aware that it's a game. So then what does it mean? It means that the protein-based systems living here are probably significantly irrelevant to the purpose of creation, which is much higher than what happens with all of these protein-based systems, because there's no other way to justify anything about this system if these protein systems are relevant, because then it's clear that it can't be good that does good.
Okay, we can accept that as the beginning of the scrutiny. But how do we, who nevertheless want to attain what is the night of the Lord and what is the day of the Lord, so how should we somehow get closer to that?
Yes, Owen. gives a beautiful definition here. I'll read it. We see that the matter of day, the Gemara says, is something as clear as day. Turns out the day of the Lord is that the governance that the Creator guides the world will be clear, that it's good that does good. And when he prays, he immediately answered and receives what he desires. And the darkness is called the concealment of the face, which brings him doubts in the providence of good that does good and foreign thoughts.
Eyal?
Rav, he gives a very good definition here about what a game is. He says that the will to bestow needs to be in such a way that even if one does not attain something, it's not a lack. As it is said, but the fact that I didn't get what I wanted, it's not so bad because the whole desire he had was just as a game and not serious. And this is basically the connection with the Creator, if I'm correct. How could it be that it's such a desire that it's your whole life on the one hand, and on the other hand, if you don't get it, not doesn't matter, not too bad. Well, what is this desire called game?
It's not our natural desire.
But
rather, the fact that we want to attain indirectly, meaning that it comes to us from above. So this is why it is called that way. In our world, the means to reach such a state is called a game or entertainment, when you do something which is like a game, something that is not so important. Or as it says here, playing with a whale, that you have played to entertain with. There are many things to it. This is how it is written. Some kind of seemingly an external connection, like a woman. The kind of relation she has with her husband, meaning there are many sayings like that, meaning it does not exist in nature in a way that is innate, internal, that it stems from the laws of nature. But rather here, we build a system of connection such that seemingly it is artificial.
And he describes the quality of bestowal when he says, a game, this kind of attitude?
Yes, yes.
So it's a quality where a person is always in a kind of a game, a kind of a game and an enjoyment with the Creator.
Yes, but the Creator created nature in a serious way, and we want to be connected with him in such a way that is unnatural.
Can
this be explained, Rav, that how could it be that a person really wants something, really, really wants it, and if he doesn't get it at the end, he says, okay, it doesn't matter, it's a game, the same as if he attained it.
Because when he goes to attain it, he is in a desire which is not natural for a person, but rather it's as if it's a game. But let's see later what else they say about it. But it is good for us to understand that we are entering a new connection above our natural connection that exists between us and between us and the Creator. The difference is that with the Creator, we cannot discover the connection that the Creator has with us in a natural way, and we have to relate to the Creator in a way that is supernatural. Until we reach this connection with the Creator in a way that is natural, we also, or supernatural, we can discover how He's turning to us and managing us. Women, Ukraine too. That's what I see.
У меня вопрос, вот все, что проявляется в желании, является необходимым, и если он не достиг этого, у него есть хиссарон. То есть я чувствую, что в этом есть...
Everything that appears in the desire is necessary, and if one didn't attain it, he has a lack. I feel there's a very important work here. I need to raise that to the Creator, meaning if he enjoys that I receive. How will I know if the Creator enjoys my work? How to use these desires? Some desires are very strong that you can use. Sometimes I tell myself that just as I want something, I want to get closer to the Creator in the same way. But what can I do with these desires? I see this is a place to work.
As much as we can direct our desire to the Creator, to aim it, this is how we should dedicate attention to these desires, and these are the ones we should cultivate. We'll talk more about it.
Rav, in any case, there's this gray area here that a person doesn't yet have a quality of bestowal, didn't receive it, and when he really wants, in any case, he wants it in his will to receive, and he can't receive it there. And here, at some stage, there has to be a leap, because he understands everything properly, but doesn't feel it.
It's true. And it requires from the person to make efforts for a long time. It could be quite a few years. When a person has to invest forces in the study, in connection, in all kinds of efforts that he has to make in order to attain the quality of bestowal, and he doesn't understand, and he truly regrets the fact that he even started it, so much so that he is maybe even in a desire to quit the whole thing, because he sees that attaining the quality of bestowal is not within his power. And this is how a few years go by. And eventually, the person does feel that suddenly he begins to attain how he can work in a parallel manner with the Creator. That just as the Creator fills the person directly, so the person can turn to and reach a connection with the Creator in a different way. Not directly, but let's say like Wi-Fi, let's say. What he wants to relate to the Creator, he ascribes it to him. And he feels that he's speaking to the Creator, even though this emotion is certainly untrue. But like Anything, any person in the world who can turn to the Creator, he can also do it. And he begins to feel in his reciprocity, in his dialogue with the Creator, he begins to attain that state of connection. And this connection becomes more and more real, correct. That this is how he operates, it operates towards the Creator, and this is how it operates towards the person. And this is considered that out of the night of the Lord, he rises to the state of the day of the Lord. Actually, the state itself does not change. What changes is how the person relates to it. This is why it is called the night of the Lord and the day of the Lord.
More
questions?
Rav, in this intermediate stage, the reward changes for the person?
His reward becomes more and more being dependent on the Creator. Actually, the reward depends on whether the Creator responds to him. And this is enough, even. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how the Creator answers, so long as there is a connection, a mutual connection. Me to the Creator and the Creator to me.
And this mutual connection is felt in a person's sense?
Yes. We are already in the beginning of this connection. Almost everyone. And we need to try to detect it more and more. You are already ready for it. Now, we just need to make an effort so that I am working on establishing this connection with the Creator from me to the Creator, and I expect to also receive from him such a call
that
it will clarify within me these vessels, these abilities, so that on my side, I will be able to be in a more stable connection with the Creator. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, скажите, вот мы стремимся развивать эту связь с Творцом, как вот вы сказали.
We aspire to develop this connection with the Creator, like you said.
Как это делать правильно?
To see His providence is good. How do you see it correctly so that this connection will be in faith above reason? As written in the article, that those who long for the day of the Lord.
We are walking on a path where actually we need to reach a state where a person becomes despaired. As we sing, yeah, it's not a song really, but it's from Psalms. There's no happier state in man's world than when he's despaired of his own powers.
that only after a person becomes despaired out of the fact that he cannot achieve a connection with the Creator, even a minimal one, then the Creator becomes revealed to him in this connection, and then the person understands how he should hold himself more and more. This is the result of many years, I'm saying years of searching and such states where a person is searching with all his force in any way possible, and then he reaches it. You're all on the path, and everyone must reach it. There is no choice. Each and every one has a point in the heart that has to connect to the upper source, to the Creator. And I hope that you'll be able to hold on, make the efforts, and reach it as soon as possible. Each one should help his friend, and we will do it in such a way that each one will help the others. Each one will feel that he is in such a society, an international society with everyone, and they're all directed towards the Creator, but each one will quickly attain his direct connection with the Creator, a thread that will connect them. Want to ask? Leo, please.
כן, רב, שלום.
Yes, Rav, hello.
אנחנו לקראת כנס.
We're towards a congress that will all engage in those who crave the day of the Lord in faith above reason. So I wanted to ask if you can maybe break down this stage to a few sub-stages, meaning that there are a few steps along the way, meaning knowing that it's only with the friends, an annulment, an incorporation that we need to perform in order to get there. And the prayer as a necessary stage, then in the end, from this adhesion with the friends, we will also reach adhesion with the Creator. Can you...
Yes, what you said is all correct.
So can we say that these are the stages that a person has to go through on the path in this transition towards this gift that he has to receive of above reason?
Yes, it's just very important for the person to know that if he is in any weakness of contact with the Creator, then he has to activate his connection with the friends. And that will help him make contact with the Creator. This is basically the route. The closer you are connected to the friends, the more certain and the faster.
Yeah.
With the Creator.
Eyal, please.
רב, הוא כותב ב...
רב, he writes...
28, תורה לפלמטה, והעניין הוא אלו שמצפים ליום...
The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they expect to be rewarded with faith above reason. That faith will be so strong as though they see with clear sight that this is how it is, meaning that the Creator watches over the world as good and doing good. And the question is, in terms of how a person should relate to it, what is the difference between faith without knowing to faith with knowledge?
That's a big difference. And there are many specifics here. I would say, many aspects. Does a person feel that he's in this thread of connection, or he already feels and sees this connection as filling up all of his vessels of perception? So there's differences here, but let's put it like this. The thread of connection that I have to the Creator, it can be thicker and thicker for sure, and it can also be less certain. And it depends on the states we go through. So we might have states that we will feel detached from the Creator. So what? Of course, this is felt as a very bad state. But it's all intended for me to hold myself and build myself even in such a way that the Creator is not apparent to me. And I have no way right now to find the disconnect and correct it. So there are different states. We have to be connected between us in such a way that all of us are always ready to help each and every one of us be connected to the Creator in an alternative way. I'm willing to give my connection to the Creator through me. I'm even willing to give him everything and myself to just disconnect and give him all of my connection to the Creator. And we'll see more and more in regards to that. But all in all, we should be in such a state that it's a great holiday, it's a great celebration for us, that we are beginning to speak to the Creator in such a way that we're on one side, he's on the other side, and we are better and better arranging our connection. It's a big day that a person feels that. Now we have Czechoslovak 4.
Yurav, does one achieve a new form through play?
This is, something kind of correct, that some form or even new method called a game or a play. But actually, we need to understand that nothing changes. And basically, the connection, the relation for each and every one becomes stronger each time, becomes more solid, more clear. And the main thing is a person attains his connection to the Creator, which he wanted all of his life. Now he understands that. And more than that, there's nothing more precious in life. Turkey 7.
Selam Rav. Yaradan'ın gününü arzulayan size yazıklar olsun. Bu cümlede neden yazıklar olsun diyor.
What does it say in the article that woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord?
Adam yargish she'im hu nimtza be'leil Hashem
So the person will feel that if he's in the night of the Lord, it's true darkness for him. And if he's in the day of the Lord, this is his joy and life and force of vitality. So it's very important for us to get through the night of the Lord, it's impossible otherwise, to the day of the Lord. And then to see our life from one end to the other, meaning from complete darkness to complete light that fills all of reality. We're on our way.
Holland.
Who are the players of the game?
There's really one player, which is the Creator. There's basically no other players. The Creator is playing. One time from through the darkness, another time through the light, and thus through both, he faces the little human being. Let's say it's like towards a baby. We either turn off the light or on the light and make some sounds or noises so that he knows what's going on. So in short, we have to influence all of his senses in order to develop him. So that he has more bandwidth, let's say, for connection and for understanding each other. That's what we are with the Creator. And in short, that's how we develop.
Can we qualify ourselves, let's say, to do this game together with him? Can we participate in this game with him?
We can participate with the Creator in the game by trying to answer him as clearly as possible, as deeply as possible, to thank him for what we receive from him. Sometimes we need to give him back in such a way that it'll be clear, as if the Creator is unclear about what's happening to us. He knows what we're going through better than us, both in terms of his influence on us and our influence on him. He knows us from all directions, and he also knows it from the depth of the reasons, the causes for all of this.
Are there rules of the game that we need to know before we get in? What are the rules of the game?
Don't run in the meantime. Don't run. In the meantime, you have nothing to play with. You have nothing to play with, so learn how he influences you. And learn from that how you can influence him in return.
Okay, thank you, Rav.
Read again.
Again. Shemati 14, what is the exaltedness of the Creator? The Romemut, exaltedness of the Creator, means that one should ask the Creator for the strength to go above reason. This means that there are two interpretations to the Romemut, the exaltedness of the Creator. A, not to be filled with knowledge, which is intellect, with which one can answer one's questions. Rather, he wants the Creator to answer his questions. It is called Romemut, exaltedness, because all the wisdom comes from above and not from men. Meaning that man can answer his own questions. Anything that one can answer is regarded as the person answering everything with his external mind. This means that the will to receive understands that it is worthwhile to observe Torah and mitzvot. However, if the above reason compels one to work, it is called against the opinion of the will to receive. The greatness of the Creator means that one becomes needy of the Creator to grant his wishes. Therefore, one should go above reason. Then one sees that he is empty, and then he becomes needy of the Creator.
Two,
only the Creator can give him this strength, be able to go above reason. In other words, what the Creator gives is called the Romemut, exaltedness of the Creator.
Shilot.
Questions.
Give one.
What does it mean that I want the Creator to fill my questions?
If I don't answer my questions, but the Creator answers my questions, then I learn.
Как мне надо отвечать?
How I should answer?
Я прошу, я задаю свои вопросы.
Meaning, I ask my questions from the Creator.
И Творец уже отвечает мне.
I ask him, and he, the Creator, answers me.
Задаю эти вопросы ему и получаю ответ.
What does it mean that I ask the questions and get the answers above reason? Because an answer is something that I get in reason.
Я воспринимаю ответы Творца в
I grasp the Creator's answers with faith above reason. Otherwise, I won't be able to understand them correctly. I have to understand them at least on the same level at which he speaks to me. And this is with faith above reason.
In what way does the Creator answer man's questions?
In any way. In any way. There's no condition that the Creator answers only this way or that way. Answers in general, the questions, the overcoming in the person, he answers in any way.
In
a way of the upper light. And then we grasp it in the way that we can grasp that light.
Да.
Ну вот я изо всех сил пытаюсь
to the length and to the width.
Соединиться с товарищами.
I am trying in all my forces to overcome myself, to connect to the friends, and from this state to ask how to behave this way or that way in life. What does it mean that he answered me? How could it take place?
Увидишь себе для себя ответ. Если ты себя правильно настраиваешь на Творца, то ты увидишь его ответ, услышишь его ответ в том виде, в котором ты способен воспринять. Беседер?
Так, а это будет в вере выше знания означать, что я получил ответ?
Is that in faith above reason? That's where I get the answer?
Для себя раскроешь. H10.
במצב שאני מרגיש
in the state that I feel empty, how can I work with it? What should I hold on to?
To having friends, and I connect with them as much as I can, and I follow them as the last in the chain with my eyes closed.
Buenos días, Raf. Buenos días, Kli. ¿Cómo se crea ese espacio vacío en nuestra mente para que el Creador pueda otorgar?
How is the empty place created in our mind and our reason so the Creator can bestow to it?
The most important is to be together. All of us, and to want to adhere together to the Creator. And that's it. That's enough. All the other forces we get from Him. Chadera 1.
What's the better way to work when we get a question? Should we check and awaken a dispute in reason or to turn to the Creator?
First of all, we turn to ourselves and organize ourselves. How we are positioned with respect to the question. Is it a question that requires us to be within reason or above reason? And afterwards, we work.
So,
we're
reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the article from the love of God, the love of God and the love of man. We are continuing in this. One mitzvah, one commandment. This raises several questions. According to the aforesaid, we all sin against the Torah. Moreover, we do not observe even the primary part of the Torah, since we observe the details, but not the actual rule. It is written, when you observe the will of the Creator, the poor are in others and not in you. Or how can there be poor when everyone does what the Creator wants and loves their friends as themselves? The issue of the Hebrew slave that the Jerusalem Talmud presents needs further study. The meaning of the text is that even if the foreigner is not Hebrew, he must love him like himself. And how could one explain that the rule of the foreigner is the same as the Hebrew? Since one law and one ordinance should be both for you and for the stranger who dwells with you. The word ger, proselyte or foreigner, also means residing proselyte, meaning one who does not accept the Torah except for retiring from idolatry. It is written about such a person, you may give it to the stranger whom is within your gates. This is the meaning of one commandment that the Tana speaks of when he says, performing one mitzvah, sentencing oneself and the entire world to the scale of merit.
kol haolam lechan.
It is very difficult to understand what is the entire world has to do with this. We should not force an explanation that is when one is half unworthy and half worthy. And the whole world has half unworthy and half worthy. For if we say so, we are missing the whole point. Moreover, the whole world is full of Gentiles and tyrants. So how can he see that they are half unworthy and half worthy? He can see about himself that he is half unworthy and half worthy. But now that the entire world is such, furthermore, the text should have at least stated the whole of Israel. Why did the Tana add the entire world here? Are we guarantors for the nations of the world? And to add them to our account of good deeds, we must understand that our sages spoke only of the practical part of the Torah, which bring the world and the Torah to the desired goal. Therefore, when they say one mitzvah, they certainly mean the practical mitzvah. This is certainly, as Hillel says, meaning love your friend as yourself, is by this mitzvah alone one attains the real goal, which is adhesion with the Creator. Thus you find that with this one commandment, he observes the entire goal and purpose. Now there is no question about the commandments between man and the Creator, because the practical ones about them have the same purpose of cleansing the body, the last point of which is to love your friend as yourself, after which immediately comes the adhesion. And there is a general and particular in this. We come from the particular to the general, for the general leads to the ultimate goal. Thus, it certainly makes no difference from which side to begin, from the particular or from the general, as long as we begin and not to stay neutral until we reach our goal.
עד שנבוא למטרתנו.
כן. רואים אנחנו מכאן.
We see from here how much our commandment to love our friend as ourselves is so important. Because only if you observe it, are you observing what the Creator wants to see from you. That basically, love of the friend should be as the love of the Creator, and not any less than that. He continues to explain. There still remains room to ask. If the whole purpose of the Torah and all of creation is but to raise the base humanity to become worthy of that wonderful sublimity and to adhere to Him, He should have created us with that sublimity to begin with, instead of troubling us with the labor of creation in the Torah and mitzvot commandment. Why couldn't we immediately begin with a work that is connected to the Creator?
If we engage in love of friends, if we engage in love of friends because the Creator told us, so what's the difference between Lishma and Lo Lishma? Love. If we do it according to the command
of the Creator, according to the commandments of the Creator in the Torah, then we come to its completion.
If we
already engage in love of friends because we want to reach equivalence of form, because we understand it's a means, there's no other way to reach the Creator,
what's the
point of the intention here? Because we're already in it. What is this matter of intention here?
So I'm asking you. If to do everything the Torah demands, so to either to bestow or to receive, is there a difference? If you're doing it in order to bestow, so you're using the Creator?
But
if I don't engage in love of others, how can I notice if I want to receive reward or...
If you don't start with love of others, you're not doing anything. Because the whole Torah starts from the love of others, and the second half of it is completely for the love of others.
Nice. So I started with love of others, with friends. Now, what part of intention here should I complement here? Because I'm on track already. What should I complement with the intention?
You need all your actions to do with the intention to give contentment to the Creator. So it'll be clear to you, do it in order to give contentment to your friends, to the created beings.
So that should be the first intention?
Yes. More?
Yes, please.
Rav, בפסקה האחרונה כתוב...
In the last paragraph, it
says,
all of his qualities are to bestow or to receive in order to bestow. How can we even imagine this degree? Because I always remain with a quality of reception. So,
if you do it in order to exist and bestow, that's not called receiving. You're like a machine that needs fuel, oil.
So only the intention changes.
Only the intention.
Thank you.
He
describes in the article that an act of love is to satisfy the needs of his friend.
Yeah.
What power does one have to satisfy his friend's needs? What is the action of satisfying one's friend's needs?
That's an action of connecting to a friend to feel what he's lacking and to fill the friend's deficiencies through your own deficiency, what you acquired from him.
All of the forces belong to the Creator.
Yes.
So what am I? I have no power in me. So what does it mean that I satisfy the needs of a friend?
That you connect to the Creator and ask Him for fulfillment for your forces, what you acquired from the friend, and fill them, and afterwards you pass them on to the friend.
Final question. So my intention, can you say that it's a force?
Yes, it's activating the force.
Activating the force. Thank you.
Rav, you
described beautifully what is reception in order to bestow. The problem is I can't receive the lack of the friend purely. I always add something of myself. How do I accept, how do I absorb the deficiency of a friend purely?
That's to the extent you annul. So in this you have to pay a bit of attention and do exercises on that annulment. That you connect to the friend, incorporate him in the complete way.
Thank you. When I try to satisfy the needs of another, and I still don't have the permanent intention to bestow, and the light doesn't shine for me, there are always calculations. What should I satisfy in the other? Does it not harm him? How not to make mistakes here and satisfy his egoistic needs?
Don't worry. Even if you fill the friend's egoistic needs, that's okay. Towards you, it's okay.
So I shouldn't calculate, but just try to satisfy as much as I can.
Yes, of course.
Ma'ala, Turkey